In a groundbreaking move that intertwines the intricate tapestry of human thought with the calculated precision of artificial intelligence, Japanese author Rei Kudan has carved a unique niche in the literary world. Her novel, The Tokyo Tower of Sympathy, is not just a narrative about the architectural dilemmas and urban ethos of Tokyo. It is a testament to the harmonious potential of AI in enhancing human creativity. Rei Kudan's revelation that approximately 5% of her Akutagawa Prize-winning novel was generated by ChatGPT has stirred the literary community, sparking a spectrum of reactions. While the novel itself was lauded as practically flawless by the award committee, the admission that AI played a role in its creation has ignited a global conversation about the boundaries and possibilities of authorship in the digital age. The narrative of The Tokyo Tower of Sympathy weaves through the life of an architect challenged with constructing a high-rise prison meant for rehabilitation, set against the backdrop of a bustling Tokyo. The novel goes beyond its plot, serving as a mirror reflecting the author's own exploration and consultation with AI, such as ChatGPT, in navigating complex personal and creative landscapes. Kudan's pioneering approach has not gone without scrutiny. The literary landscape is rife with debates about the ethical implications of AI in creative processes. Her novel's journey from inception to acclaim encapsulates the broader narrative of evolving authorship, challenging traditional notions of creativity, and sparking discussions about the future of storytelling in an era increasingly dominated by AI.